Hello. This is your Year 9 listening test in English. It will consist of two tasks. You will hear the texts twice. Task 1. You have a minute now to read the task. Then you will hear the text for the first time. Listen to the text now and start doing the task.
The Mary Celeste was sailing from New York to Genoa in Italy. On board were 37-year-old Captain Briggs, his wife, Sarah, and his 2-year-old daughter, Sophia. There were also 7 crew. There was a 6-month supply of uncontaminated food and clean, fresh water. In the captain's cabin, investigators found clothes thrown hither and thither and various items, including an open bottle of child's cough medicine, 2 silver medallions, several rings, a watch, and a purse containing 2 pieces of $10. In the first mate's cabin, they found a diary with entries that end suddenly without explanation, and also unfinished calculations. On the bridge, they found 1 broken clock and the captain's log. Amongst the missing items were a lifeboat, a chronometer, and a sextant.
You will have 1 minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time.
Mary Celeste was sailing from New York to Genoa in Italy. On board were 37-year-old Captain Briggs, his wife, Sarah, and his 2-year-old daughter, Sophia. There were also 7 crew. There was a 6-month supply of uncontaminated food and clean, fresh water. In the captain's cabin, investigators found clothes thrown hither and thither and various items, including an open bottle of Child's cough medicine, 2 silver medallions, several rings, a watch, and a purse containing 2 pieces of $10. In the first mate's cabin, they found a diary with entries that end suddenly without explanation, and also unfinished calculations. On the bridge, they found 1 broken clock and the captain's log. Amongst the missing items were a lifeboat, a chronometer, and a sextant.
There is 1 minute now to finish the task. Task 2. You have 2 minutes now to read the task. Then you will hear the text for the first time. Listen to the text now and start doing the task. Welcome to Heybridge Hall, and thank you for choosing to use our Guide-O-Matic to help you make the most out of your visit. This guide is available in 6 other languages. Just ask at the ticket office. The general history of the house is as follows. Heybridge Hall was constructed at the end of the 15th century and was originally called Highsmith Hall after the first family who owned it. Jack Highsmith was a local businessman who had become wealthy thanks to success with wool exports. The house has changed very little in the last 500 years, with the exception of a conservatory, which can be found behind the ticket office. This was added in 1941, when the British Army was using Heybridge Hall as a headquarters. Churchill is said to have spent 2 nights at Heybridge in the main guest bedroom in June 1944. The Highsmith family only managed to keep this fine property for around a decade before they had to sell up, and the aristocrats who bought it renamed it Heybridge Hall. The new owners were the Yardley family. They were not from this area, but from the north of England. They owned Heybridge for some 200 years and turned the surrounding area into productive farmland, where various crops from wheat to potatoes were grown. The Yardley family left Heybridge in 1722, and the property was left empty for some 60 years or so, falling into quite a state of disrepair. Heybridge Hall's destiny seemed to be that of long-term neglect and eventual destruction, but the well-known local author William Green bought Heybridge in 1784 and spent 3 years and a considerable amount of money renovating the hall. The Green family stayed at Heybridge until the beginning of the Second World War, when the British Army took over the property. After the war, the Green family decided it would prove too expensive to move back into Heybridge Hall, and so they gave the property to the charitable organisation English Heritage, who runs it to this day. English Heritage undertook an extensive renovation operation in the 1970s, costing over £5 million. The aim of this work was to return Heybridge Hall to something of its glory days, when it was owned by the Yardley family for 2 centuries. Specialist builders and craftsmen from all over the world were employed in an attempt to reconstruct the best possible example of a 17th century country house. Heybridge Hall remains to this day one of the finest examples of British Renaissance architecture, and the furnishings within give an authentic idea of what country life was like 3 or 4 centuries ago. Last year, over 60,000 visitors took the same path through Heybridge Hall that you are taking today. Now, please press button 2 if you would like to hear something about the first floor furnishings. You will have 1 minute now to check your work, then you will hear the text a second time. Welcome to Heybridge Hall, and thank you for choosing to use our Guide-O-Matic to help you make the most out of your visit. This guide is available in 6 other languages. Just ask at the ticket office. The general history of the house is as follows. Heybridge Hall was constructed at the end of the 15th century and was originally called Highsmith Hall after the first family who owned it. Jack Highsmith was a local businessman who had become wealthy thanks to success with wool exports. The house has changed very little in the last 500 years, with the exception of a conservatory, which can be found behind the ticket office. This was added in 1941, when the British Army was using Heybridge Hall as a headquarters. Churchill is said to have spent 2 nights at Heybridge in the main guest bedroom in June 1944. The Highsmith family only managed to keep this fine property for around a decade before they had to sell up, and the aristocrats who bought it renamed it Heybridge Hall. The new owners were the Yardley family. They were not from this area, but from the north of England. They owned Heybridge for some 200 years and turned the surrounding area into productive farmland, where various crops, from wheat to potatoes, were grown. The Yardley family left Heybridge in 1722, and the property was left empty for some 60 years or so, falling into quite a state of disrepair. Heybridge Hall's destiny seemed to be that of long-term neglect and eventual destruction, but the well-known local author William Green bought Heybridge in 1784 and spent 3 years and a considerable amount of money renovating the hall. The Green family stayed at Heybridge until the beginning of the Second World War, when the British Army took over the property. After the war, the Green family decided it would prove too expensive to move back into Heybridge Hall, and so they gave the property to the charitable organisation English Heritage, who runs it to this day. English Heritage undertook an extensive renovation operation in the 1970s, costing over £5 million. The aim of this work was to return Heybridge Hall to something of its glory days, when it was owned by the Yardley family for 2 centuries. Specialist builders and craftsmen from all over the world were employed in an attempt to reconstruct the best possible example of a 17th century country house. Heybridge Hall remains to this day one of the finest examples of British Renaissance architecture, and the furnishings within give an authentic idea of what country life was like 3 or 4 centuries ago. Last year, over 60,000 visitors took the same path through Heybridge Hall that you are taking today. Now, please press button 2 if you would like to hear something about the first floor furnishings. There is 1 minute now to finish the task. This is the end of task 2 and the listening part of your test. Hand in your paper, please.